Hi, and welcome to our afternoon tea podcast with
Oliver,
Marie,
and Sansan. We are English native speech teachers in Vienna.
We've decided to take a closer look into the Viennese school system at primary level from the children's own perspective, and we hope you find the interviews helpful when choosing a suitable school for your child.
I'm here with several children from a DLP dual language program primary school in Vienna, and I want to ask them a few questions about their school. Let's begin. So Adnan, what time does school begin?
8 o'clock.
Very good. Surinaz, what time does school finish?
1 o'clock.
Great, thank you. And Romeo, do you eat lunch at school or at home?
At home.
Okay, great, thank you. And Adela, do you have school or lessons in the afternoon?
No, I don't.
Thank you. Mikaelo, would you like school in the afternoon?
No.
And Jan, what is your favourite thing in school?
Math and sport.
Okay, well, thank you all very much.
Hello, Sally. Thank you for coming along today to answer a few questions about your school.
Hi.
What type of school do you go to?
A primary school.
Is it a full day school?
No. It's a half day school.
So how many lessons do you have each day?
From Monday till Thursday I have 5 lessons, and on Friday I have 4 lessons.
Do you prefer to finish at 12 o'clock or at 1 o'clock?
At 12 o'clock.
Mm-hmm. And what's the reason for that?
Because we have then in my heart more free time.
I can imagine that you like that.
Yes.
Are your lessons in English or in German?
Most of them are in German, but a few are in English.
Do you know how many English lessons you have every week?
Yes, 5.
Mm-hmm. And where does your English teacher come from? Which country does she come from?
England.
Oh, lucky you.
Yes.
What's your favourite subject?
PE.
Ah, so you're a sporty girl.
Yes.
Is that correct? How many PE lessons do you have each week?
2.
Oh dear, that's not very many.
True.
Would you rather have more?
Yes.
Oh. Do you go to a GEP school or a DLPC school?
No, I go to a bilingual school.
Mm-hmm. And what's the best thing about your school?
The football training.
Oh, are you a good footballer, Sally?
Yes.
Yes. Are you a defender? Do you play at the back?
Yes.
Oh. Is there something that you don't like at school?
Yes, strict teachers.
I hope you don't have many strict teachers.
No, thank goodness, only 2.
2 is more than enough. Are there extra lessons in the afternoon?
Yes.
And what do you do when school has finished?
We go to a hort.
Mm-hmm. And which extra lessons do you have then later on in the day?
We can play music, instruments, and like do sport things.
Mm-hmm. What do you like to do?
I go to piano lessons and football lessons.
Oh. If you could grade your school on a scale from 1 to 10, and 10 is the highest, you could choose the best, which number would you choose?
8.
That's a pretty good rating, I'd say. Thank you so much, Sally. Goodbye.
Bye.
Hi, this is Sansan here, and I'm with
Samira,
Emilia,
Emery,
Daniel,
and the magical David.
We are here at a full day school. Let's hear about it. Samira, where do you go to school?
I go to Bildungscampus Sonnenviertel.
Where is that, Emilia?
In the 10th district of Vienna.
Perfect. What time do you start school, Emery?
7:45.
And your lessons begin at 7:45, Daniel?
Starts at 8 o'clock.
Perfect. What time do you finish school, David?
My school ends at 3:45 in the afternoon.
Is that for everybody, Samira?
No, on Friday ends at 1 o'clock.
Which meals do you eat in school, Emery?
We eat breakfast, lunch and snacks.
Do you have to bring a snack box to school?
No, and with other children's, yes.
So some children can bring their snack box. Do you like your school, Daniel?
Yes, I like the school because I like to see my friends and I liked learning.
What about you, David?
Yes, I like my school because I have fun with my friends.
And Emery?
Yes, I like the school because the subjects.
Because of the subjects. Which is your favourite subject?
Maths.
Sorry?
Maths.
Maths, wow. Emilia, what do you like about your school?
I like the school because I have nice teacher.
And Samira?
I like the school because we learn what we need.
What you need for life?
Yes.
Excellent. Is there anything that you don't like about your school?
Yes, the strict teacher.
Do you have a strict teacher?
No.
No. Emilia, what about you?
I don't like fighting with my friends.
And David?
I don't like the long school day.
How many hours do you go to school?
On Monday, 8 hours, and on Friday, 6 hours.
Excellent. Daniel, what do you like about your school?
I like the school because I like to see my friends and I like learning.
David, do you have lessons in the afternoon?
Yes, we have lessons in the afternoon.
And do you go to a club after school?
Yes, I go to Aikido in our other club.
Emilia?
Yes, I play tennis.
Is that in the school?
Yes.
What about you, Samira?
I go to Polish class in another school and play tennis in the school.
And Emery?
I go to a football club.
Is that in the school itself?
No.
It's out with. David, what about you?
And I go in the football club, but not in the school.
Excellent. Thank you very much to the children of the Bildungscampus Sonnenwendviertel. We will say goodbye.
Goodbye.
I teach in a DLP half-day school, which means lessons are between 8 a.m. and 1 p.m. The children then go home or to an after-school facility to eat their lunch or to do their homework. Apart from the primary school teacher's English lesson, English is taught by a native speaker teacher as a working language for sport, art, maths and general knowledge, with the third and fourth classes having multiple hours of English per week. Various sports activities are also situated at the school in the afternoons, but at an extra cost to the parents and independent of the actual school. The advantages of a half-day school are that parents can choose more freely which and when their children can do certain activities in their spare time, as well as keeping a firmer eye on their academic progress.
I interviewed a child attending a bilingual primary school. There are currently 8 of these schools in Vienna. The aim is to implement German as well as English as the languages of instruction. The classes are divided into 2 language groups for the acquisition of literary skills. The remaining lessons are devoted to bilingual teaching in the form of co-teaching. The children must complete an orientation talk with the head teacher to determine the language skills. The advantage of this system is that children with bilingual skills can maintain their language level.
In the full-day campus system, children can begin as early as 6 a.m. and be picked up as late as 6 p.m. The children's school day begins at 8 a.m. and their 5 lessons are spread out over the course of the day. The extra hours spent in school are playtime for the children, time for homework and revision, and for attending clubs and music tuition. The advantage of this full day system is that the children have family time when they go home, as all the school work is finished during school time. The campus allows the children to move between kindergarten, primary school, and high school within the same location. A strong network is built up between the levels, making the move from one to another easier.
We hope that these interviews and discussions have been useful in your decision making. Thank you for listening, and goodbye from Oliver,
Marie,
and Sansan.